The Hub and Spoke Design Center is a multi-purpose building, so we get to collaborate with a lot of other commercial organizations that support the home and interior design space. We also get to partner with some amazing partners that are really bringing community connect and arts into the Fishers area and have given us a platform and a building and a space to do that. We also really love the mission with what they are doing here at Hub and Spoke around the educational component and exposing more people and children in the school education for skilled trades.
Why is it important for artists to be able to have their art in other places like that, not just in a gallery or something? I know part of your business is incorporating art into local businesses.
It's important for artists that want to have places to show work, and we try to give a platform here at High Frequency Arts, whether it's in the Hub and Spoke Gallery area or in our boutique space or with the clients we work with, for a large variety of artists to have their works on display and hopefully in the permanent collections of those home or offices. But even more and more, having artists have the opportunity to just get exposure to what they do and how they create, because especially in times like we have going on with COVID and so many people working from home and the stresses and anxieties that are taking place, art can play such a critical role in that. So the more we can help expose individuals and organizations to that, I think it is helpful for their personal well-being. I think it's helpful for an organization's well-being, and it also feeds into our art community and the careers of artists. So
you also have a virtual gallery. Why is that so important in this day and age?
You know, I think we've got to have multiple different ways for artists to have their works on display and for people to consume art. And as we go through this time, you know, we love to host a lot of events and have art receptions, but it's just not always the best way with what's happening today and the exposures and the risk associated with that. So virtual galleries and virtual experiences are a way that we're moving to, and a lot of other organizations are moving to create the experience where you can do it safely, you can do it remotely, and have a variety of works available for you to see right from your home.
Thank you, Jill. Continued success.
Thank you so much. We've got about 50 different artisans on display, and would love to invite everyone to the virtual gallery and to our space here at Hub and Spoke.